This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjul Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils flexible monetary policy, targets removal from FATF grey list. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli orders acceleration of development project construction. CIAA files charges against six individuals, including former NITC chief Sunil Paudal. And preliminary report reveals fuel switches turned off before fatal Air India crash. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, has unveiled the monetary policy for the fiscal year 2025-26, introducing a flexible yet cautious approach. Announcing the policy, NRB Governor Dr. Biswanath Paudil highlighted key changes, including a reduction in the bank rate to 6% and the policy rate to 4.5%, both lowered by 0.5 percentage points. The policy prioritizes financial reforms with a focus on implementing the second fiscal sector strategy and boosting private sector lending by 12% in the new fiscal year. In a major move to combat financial crime, NRB has committed to stricter monitoring and investigation of suspicious transactions. The central bank aims to remove Nepal from the Financial Action Task Force, FATF's grey list, by ensuring effective coordination among relevant agencies and implementing recommendations from the Asia-Pacific Group, APG's latest evaluation report. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed authorities to put an end to the recurring delays and cost overruns in development projects, emphasizing that such inefficiencies are causing unnecessary hardship for the public. Speaking at the 54th meeting of the National Development Problem Resolution Committee held yesterday at Singhadarbar, Prime Minister Oli called for greater accountability and stronger monitoring mechanisms to ensure effective project implementation. He urged all concerned bodies to identify the root causes behind stalled projects and instructed them to move forward with a clear and actionable plan. The meeting, which lasted over 4 hours, brought together deputy prime ministers, ministers, chief ministers of all provinces, the chief secretary, secretaries and top officials to discuss development bottlenecks across various ministries. Likewise, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has warned that human existence could be at risk if population growth does not keep pace with development and prosperity. He made the remarks at a program held in Kathmandu yesterday to mark the World Population Day 2025 and to unveil the National Population Policy 2025-26. Highlighting the need for balanced growth, Prime Minister Oli stressed the importance of timely and effective policies to ensure a prosperous and sustainable future for humanity. On a separate note, he encouraged timely marriage following the legal age of 20, linking it to the country's declining population growth. According to 2021 National Census, Nepal's annual population growth rate stands at just 0.92%, its lowest in 80 years, as confirmed by a report from the National Statistics Office released in 2024. A proposal of urgent public importance was presented in the National Assembly yesterday, calling for special measures to ensure the safety, dignity and quality of life for senior citizens. Lawmaker Sumitra Bisi, who tabled the proposal, emphasized the need to provide employment opportunities for senior citizens who do not receive social security allowances. She also highlighted the importance of fostering a culture of respect and protection for the elderly. In the same session, the National Assembly unanimously approved the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081 and also passed the Water Resources Bill, which had been received from the House of Representatives. Before presenting the Water Resources Bill, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, informed the Assembly that around 260 megawatts of electricity were lost from the national grid following Tuesday's devastating flash flood in Rasuwa. The flood damaged several hydropower projects and infrastructure along the Trishuli River corridor. The Immigration Office at Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA, has introduced a new moral code of conduct for its employees effective from Friday. Office Chief Vishnu Prasad Koirala stated that the initiative aims to enhance service efficiency and uphold international standards in immigration administration. The ethical code instructs staff to treat passengers with fairness, transparency, and professionalism. With this move, immigration services are expected to become more prompt, impartial, and results-driven. To monitor the performance, a 15-point passenger feedback survey has also been launched, allowing travelers to rate the services they receive. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption charge sheet against six individuals, including the former executive director of the National Information Technology Centre, NITC, Sunil Paudil. The case was registered at the special court seeking recovery of 158.85 million rupees along with appropriate prison terms and fines. According to CIAA spokesperson Rajendra Kumar Paudil, charges have also been brought against former director Safal Shrestha, assistant director Ramesh Pokhrel, computer engineer Ram Charan Gayak, and former accounting officer Nim Bahadur Oli. Additionally, World Distribution Nepal Private Limited and its chairman and managing director Arun Shrestha have been named in the case. The charge sheet accuses the defendants of deliberately supplying substandard processors with the intent to cause financial loss to the government of Nepal. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba returned home after attending the 44th session of the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, in Rome, Italy, held from June 28 to July 4th. During the conference, she highlighted Nepal's efforts to ensure safe and quality food through regulatory standards under the Food and Quality Control Policy. Minister Dr. Rana also called on the international community to increase climate finance grants to support sustainable agriculture in climate-vulnerable countries like Nepal. Following the FAO conference, she visited Germany and held bilateral talks in Berlin with her German counterpart. The discussions covered Nepal-Germany relations, shared global concerns and efforts to lift the European Union's ban on Nepali airlines from its airspace. Now on to a sports update. Nepal started strong at the SAF Under-20 Women's Championship, winning their opening match 6-1 against Bhutan at Basundhara Kings Arena in Dhaka, Bangladesh on Friday. Purnima Rai was the star of the game, scoring a hat-trick with goals in the 18th, 63rd and 88th minutes. In another match, host Bangladesh dominated Sri Lanka with a commanding 9-0 victory. Now on to an international news update. India's Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, has released a preliminary report on the Air India plane crash near Ahmedabad on June 12. The report reveals that aircraft's twin engines shut down seconds after takeoff due to fuel supply being cut off. Neither pilot acknowledged switching off the fuel cutoff switches, which moved from run to cutoff positions just 1 second apart. The Boeing Dreamliner flying from Ahmedabad to London reached a top speed of 180 knots before rapidly losing thrust and descending. Confusion between the pilots was also noted in the cockpit. Tragically, out of 242 passengers and crew on board, only one person survived the crash. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at a few places of the rest of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. There are also chances of moderate snowfall at a few places in the high mountainous region of the country today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low pressure trough is situated around its average position in the eastern part of the country and slightly north of its average position in the western part of the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils flexible monetary policy, targets removal from FATF grey list. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli orders acceleration of development project construction. CIAA files charges against six individuals, including former NITC chief Sunil Paudel. And preliminary report reveals fuel switches turned off before fatal Air India crash. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.